Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start.
Beautiful Saturday morning, right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. If you can hear my voice, this is Reverend Ike. If you can hear my voice, then I'm here for Generation 419. You wouldn't be wrong to say that it's time for the children to gather around their radio to listen to the Word of God and also to have fun. Because this is what we do when it's time for Generation 419. Today, by the grace of God, I have a wonderful package for you, and I believe that you are going to love it. And I want you to call a friend to tell another friend that it is time for the children to gather and to read the Bible, to learn the Bible, and to know about the Bible.
Well, bow down and say you are God. Every man.
So pick up your Bibles, and I believe that we are going into the Bible. This morning, I'm blessed, totally blessed to have the children from the Divine Healers Church. They are from District A West 2. And the Children's Church of the Divine Healers Church is called the Children and Redeemers Movement. I think I got it right. Children and Redeemers Movement. And this morning, I'm blessed to have the young people from the Amasama Assembly to have a discussion with me in the studio. And I believe that you are going to love it. You are going to love it. So pick up your Bibles, call a friend, and then I'm hoping that in the course of our discussion, we may open the phone lines for you. If we do not open, then you may have to send us a text on 0279-100600.
So we'll sing hallelujah until you.
Once again, I welcome you to Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Present until you come.
I'll have my guests to introduce themselves, and then after that, we shall go directly to what we came here to do. By the grace of God, I have two ladies and one gentleman, and they are going to help me to do the discussion this morning. Very intelligent people. I mean, if you look at their face, you can see that, I mean, these are potential school prefects and doctors and architects and what have you.
Hey, and we'll dance in your presence.
Guys, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I'm welcoming all of you, not just the gentleman among you. I say you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Please, thank you.
And this is Generation 419. All right. So I want you to introduce yourselves, and then you tell us where you are coming from, and then we shall take it from there. Let me start with the gentleman among us. Gentleman, your name, please.
Wanda Agbesi.
Wanda Agbesi. Wanda, how old are you?
I'm 12 years of age.
You are 12 years. Wanda, what do you do at church?
I sometimes open church.
You open church. What does it mean to open church? Like you start the church.
Yes.
As in like prayer and all that.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. What do you want to be in future?
I want to be a soldier.
A soldier? Ash! Ghana Armed Forces, please. We have one recruit for you. So after the program, we have to send you to Burma camp so that you can write your name over there. Beautiful. Let me go to the next lady. Yes.
My name is Abigail.
Your name is Abigail. Abigail, what do you do at church?
Read Bible.
You read the Bible?
Yeah.
What does that mean? We all read the Bible. Or there's something special about reading of your Bible?
When our teachers are ready to preach.
Okay.
I read the Bible.
Oh, okay. So when they mention something like Romans chapter 3 verse 4, then you will read it. Is that what you do?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think so. I think I understand. I think it's one of the rules to play. It's very nice. What do you want to be in future?
Pilot.
You want to be a pilot? Wow. Beautiful. May God help all of us. Pilot. How many pilots do you know? How many pilots do you know personally? You don't know any pilot. May God connect you to a pilot so that at least your vision to be a pilot will be nice. Yes, my last lady here.
My name is Mercedes Jolialipo.
Mercedes, from the word Mercedes-Benz. Is your father the owner of Mercedes-Benz?
No, please.
Your father is not the owner of Mercedes-Benz. All right, beautiful. Mercedes, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
You're also 12 years old. What do you do at church?
I always open prayer.
You do opening prayer?
Yes, please.
That's one of the main things you do. And then before we leave here, you have to open and close the program for me. Beautiful. And you want to be what in future?
A doctor.
You want to be a the doctors, we have different, they have different doctors. So we have herbalists, they are also
a surgeon.
Tabia bites and all this. You want to become a surgeon?
Yes.
Cardiothoracic surgeon?
Yes, please.
Beautiful, beautiful. May God help all of us to become what you want to be. And so you said you are coming from the Amasama Assembly under the District A West 2.
Yes. Okay.
Who is the district pastor? I want to know these people so that I can give them shout out before we start our program. Who is the district head pastor at the West A?
Apostle Alex Akwe.
Beautiful. Apostle Alex, God bless you so much for allowing your children to come on Sweet Melodies on Generation 419. God bless you so much. I want to say that I'm very, very excited to have your children here. And then, this is the district head pastor. What of your pastor in Amasama, the assembly? Who is Abigail?
Reverend John Gomi.
Reverend John Gomi. Reverend John Gomi, God bless you so much. We also give you shout out. God bless you. God bless you, Reverend John Gomi. And then you have teachers who are teaching you in the children's church. I'm always interested in children's pastors because that is the work I also do. And they are very important to me because children's pastors are like, how do you call it? They are like endangered species. Yeah, endangered species who are almost going out of the system because most people do not want to become children's pastors. And so who are the children's pastors that you have? Okay, so I understand you have a district children's and redeemers movement coordinator. Who is that?
Pastor Raphael Kofi Tewia.
He's my friend. He's my very good brother. Oh, okay. He's a district coordinator for the CRM. Okay. Well, and then what of your teacher in the Amasama Assembly?
We have four teachers.
Four teachers?
Two girls and two boys.
Hey, two ladies and two gentlemen. Your teachers are boys and girls. Your teachers cannot be boys and girls. Okay. So let's go. Who are the men?
Seyima.
We have Seyima. As for Seyima, they are everywhere. Hey, Seyima, they are ICT teachers, social studies teachers, are what are people, English teachers. As for Seyima, they are everywhere. And then we have who again?
Sir James.
Well, today we'll be talking about the book of James. So, Sir James. And then who else do we have?
Auntie Josephine,
God bless you so much. And then the last lady?
Sister Perpetua.
So if you can hear these names that I've mentioned, I want to give you a special recognition. I say thank you so much for constantly devoting your time to teach these children the word of God Sunday after Sunday. Not many children have pastors who teach them, but for you to devote your time to do this, I want to say God bless you so, so much.
In Revelation 4:9-11.
If I'm just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3 and this is Generation 419 with me, Reverend EK. And like I said previously, I have the children from the Divine Healers Church with me. They already mentioned their names. I have Wanda, I have Abigail, and then I have Mercedes. Today, by the grace of God, we are going directly into the Bible to talk about the books of the Bible. I want to take a particular book in the Bible, and for this season, that's what we'll be doing. We'll pick a book in the Bible, and then we will try and look at the book holistically to find out what it is. sometimes we've been hearing the book, this book, but then we don't know what that book represents. We don't know who wrote that book, and we don't know what that book contains. And so by the grace of God, it's a new episode, it's a new season that we are starting. And I want us to start with the book of James. Since you said one of your teachers is called James, I want us to start with the book of James. The book of James. I know that the book of James is one of the New Testament books, all right? And it's at the latter part of the New Testament. All right, so let me start. Who wrote the book of James? Let's say this.
First, I have to say thank you for this wonderful question.
Okay.
And the person who wrote this book, the book of James, was James.
James wrote the book of James?
Yes.
Okay. James, so if you are listening to it, this is the first note you should write. James wrote the book of James. Okay. Unlike some books where they are not named after the author.
Yes.
Okay. So if you take a book like Genesis, no human being is called Genesis.
Yes.
But that book Genesis was written by Moses. Do you understand? If you take Exodus, okay, Moses also wrote Exodus, but we don't have Moses' name on it, like that's Moses 1, Moses 2. But if you take certain books like what we just mentioned, James, what other book do we have in the Bible that was named after somebody who wrote it?
John.
Beautiful. So we have 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Then we even have John itself. Do you understand? Can we also think about any book that was named after the author?
Peter.
You guys are good. Peter. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. All right. So like we said early on, in the case of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, they were written by Moses, but they were not called 1 Moses, 2 Moses, 3 Moses, 4 Moses. Okay. So some books, let's make that distinction clear, that some books were written by people and they were named after them. Others, they use other names to also represent the book. Then also, we have books that were written to people, a group of people.
Yes.
Can you mention any?
Galatians.
So that book was written by Paul, all right? And he wrote it to the people of Galatians.
Yes.
So then the name of, like, Ghanaians, you wrote book to Ghanaians. So we say Ghanaians. What other, Abigail? Which other book in the Bible was written to a group of people? Galatians,
Philippians.
Agbe, what book do we have again? A lot of Paul's books. They were all written. Most of them were written to a group of people. Like if you take Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Do you understand? They were written to people.
Yes.
A group group of people. Then we also have books that were written to individuals. So like Timothy. Paul wrote that letter specially for Timothy. 1 and 2 Timothy. Okay. But the book of Timothy was not written by Timothy. It was written by Paul. It was a letter Paul wrote to Timothy. Are we getting the distinction clear?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. Now, who was James? Who was James? Abigail, speak.
James was the brother of Jesus.
James, this James you are talking about, he was the brother of Jesus, yes.
Who was a prominent leader in the early Christian church.
He was also a prominent member in the early Christian church.
In Jerusalem.
Okay.
He was also known for his humility and devotion.
James was known for humility.
And devotion.
This days is very difficult to find, to know who a humble person is. Sometimes we think that when you are short, you are humble, or when you are tall, you are very proud. So sometimes those of us that we are tall, no, you can say, kwawe, or man who super, do you see? But I think James was known. You are known for being humble. It's a nice way of knowing you. It's a nice way of knowing you. Yes, any other information you want to give us about James?
James was sometimes called James the Just because of his simpler life.
Yes. James was known also as James the Just because he has this exemplary, very simple life, okay? And he has a very good example in the early church. Agbe, what do you have to say?
James the brother of Jesus Christ, did not believe in Jesus Christ at his early ministries.
Mm.
He later believed in Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead.
Mm.
So he became a disciple of Jesus Christ. There are two James in the Bible.
Okay. So maybe let's dissect what you just said. Early part of Jesus' ministry, his brothers didn't actually believe. Bible recorded that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
And I mean, normal human beings. If you cry, basically, do you have sisters?
Yes, please.
Tomorrow morning, one of your sisters rose up and he said that he is the mother, or God has told her that she will be the mother of Jesus. Will you believe that one? No, you won't believe it. So we don't blame James for not believing in Jesus at the early stage of his ministry. Do you understand? Then you are making a very important statement, and then hard coming. You said something.
I said James. We have two James in the Bible.
We have two James in the Bible. Go deeper.
James, the brother of Jesus Christ.
James, the brother of Jesus Christ. He wrote this book called James.
Yes.
Okay, and then.
James, the son of Zebedee.
Then we also have another James in the Bible called James, the son of Zebedee.
And the brother of John.
Do you understand? So
yes.
We have to make that distinction clear. Look, the Bible is a beautiful book. Okay. If you take a name like Joseph.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people were called Joseph. But I think most people know Joseph as the father of Jesus.
Yes.
You see. Uh-huh. But we have Joseph of Arimathea. This guy, this Joseph of Arimathea, he was a very rich man. So when Jesus was crucified, he went to request for Jesus' body to bury him. That was Joseph. Then we have another Joseph, the father of Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Then in the Old Testament, we also had another Joseph.
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes.
Who was that?
Joseph the dreamer.
That Joseph was the one who said that whose father gave him coat of many. Who was his father?
Jacob.
And then he had their eldest brother was Reuben. You remember?
Yes.
Reuben,
yes.
Simeon, Naphtali, Benjamin. And those are the 12 tribes of Judah.
Yes.
12 tribes of Israel. Israel. Okay. So there was another Joseph also there. Okay, uh-huh. So when we take the Bible, we can have one name, but like even in a normal setting, when somebody is called Ajua, no one person is called Ajua.
Yes.
All right, we have a lot of people called Ajua in our circles. All right, any other information about James?
Yes.
Yes, let's go.
James was known for his piety.
Yes.
And his leadership in the church.
Mm.
He was also seen as the pillar of the church in the old Jerusalem.
Mm. He was seen as a pillar of the church. All right.
In the early church in Jerusalem.
So I think after his brother left the scene, I think that he now believed properly.
Yes.
And then he put himself in the things of God.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Now, let's look at what the book of James represents. When we pick the book of James, all right, what can we say the book of James talks about? Abigail, let me start with you.
Faith in action.
You are coming from one perspective. Faith in action. Yes. Go deeper. What does it mean, faith in action? Yes, Abigail. It's a word you mentioned. Oh, me, I wasn't there. I wasn't there when you were mentioning faith in action. But I think primarily the book of James talks about faith. All right. It has a lot of scriptures on faith. Mercedes, do you want to talk? Do you want to explain what that means?
Yes.
Yes.
The Bible talks about faith in action, that if you do something, if you do a faith, you must back it with action.
Mm.
The Bible said that if you go to a vulnerable or a poor guy,
yeah,
and he's hungry and he needs clothes, he's cold, and you say, may God bless you, may God keep you warm and satisfied, what you've done is just faith. You must back your faith with action.
Wow.
Just like how a body without a soul is dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing that a faith without action is also dead. So you must back your faith with action.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It is also in the book of James that this scripture came that faith without
action
is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith without action is dead. Yeah. So James had a lot to say about faith, all right, in his writing. Wanda, yes, in your opinion, from your perspective, what does the book of James represent?
Prayer and patience.
Prayer and patience. Okay.
The prayer prophet Elijah prayed and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years.
Okay.
He later prayed and heaven gave rain.
Okay.
And the patience.
Mm-hmm.
The farmer waited for his crops to grow.
Yeah.
And he harvested it.
So James actually used the illustration of a farmer planting, waiting for the crops to grow
and harvest.
Harvest is to teach us about patience. Wow. Wow. So we can also find this somewhere in the book of James. Mercedes, what are you thinking when you read the book of James?
Warning against boasting.
Yes.
The book of James said that we don't have to boast.
Okay.
Because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Neither do we know what will happen in the next 5 seconds.
Mm.
So you don't have to say tomorrow I'll go here. Tomorrow I'll go here. Anything you must say if God permits.
Mm, by the grace of God. God willing, yes.
Because you must ask the one who owns tomorrow and who knows what will happen the next years. So we don't have to boast. A scripture too in the Bible says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth. So the book of James warns us against boasting. We don't have to boast for tomorrow.
Mm. That's quite deep. That's quite deep. That's quite deep. Yeah. So from Mercedes' perspective, the book of James tells us or warns us against boasting. Charlie, but human beings, Monday, we boast too. Charlie, we can boast. Like you say, when things work out, no, then we write a book. How to pass BC. When somebody pass BC, no, you want to write a book. How to pass BC with distinction. You see, but and sometimes we even fail to acknowledge God that perhaps it's not even perhaps, but that it's God's grace that maybe that thing has happened. But no, in the book you see how to, it tells you that, the person felt that he or she has made it. All right. So, we cannot point to one thing to say that this is a central theme of the book of James. But James has tidbits of a lot of things. All right. So, you spoke about prayer. There was a part of prayer.
Yes.
There's a part of prayer in the book of James.
Yes.
James also wrote about faith, like yes. Abigail said. Faith. Wonder, you also mentioned about patience.
Patience.
James wrote about patience and then boasting. Okay, boasting. It was also one of the topics that featured in the book of James. All right. And I think it's very, very important to know who wants to add something. Anything you can still think of that you think featured in the book of James?
The tongue.
The tongue. Yes, the popular part of the body, the tongue. All right. James wrote about the tongue. Very important. Yes, Mercedes.
James said that your tongue does not have to say bad words.
Mm.
You must control your tongue.
We must control the tongue. Yes. I think it was one of the profound writings of James, having to warn us against the use of the tongue.
Yes.
Yeah, because whatever we say will surely happen.
Yes, the book of James says that the same tongue that used to discriminate people is the same tongue that used to praise God.
Mm.
As water doesn't bring out bitter water and sour water.
Mm.
So our tongue must say one thing to say, either to praise God or to discriminate people. Our words should rather portray the love of God to mankind with decency.
Mm.
We must say good things. You don't have to discriminate people. We must control our tongue.
Wow. Wow, wow. If you are listening to us this morning, I'm enjoying our discussion here. And like I said early on, these are the children from the Divine Healers Church, District 8, West 2. And the Children's Church of the Divine Healers is called the Children and Redeemers Movement. I think it's a general name for all the children's church.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So if you are a senior pastor and you are still calling your children's church Sunday school, I think that try and give it some nice name, so that it will look appealing. If you keep saying Sunday school, it won't be nice. All right. So we are looking at the theme or what James wrote about that make the book of James very unique, and we have deduced a lot of things, tidbits about Christian virtues that James put together to make the book one book for us to read. How many chapters are in the book of James?
Five chapters.
Yes, James has five chapters. He didn't write a lot. It's one of the small one of those small books in the New Testament. Okay. Let me come back to my listeners who are listening to me. Listeners, God bless you so much for sticking and staying with us. Like I said, we are having a discussion on the book of James, and it's been quite interesting now. I have the young people from the Divine Healers Church. This is the Amasama Assembly, and we are enjoying ourselves already in the studio. You can send us your message on 0279100600. You can send it on WhatsApp. You can send it as a normal text. I'm believing God for time to read your messages, but I believe that you are also learning something profound. You are learning something very important from our discussion this morning. I will be right back.
Come on, I just want you.
God bless you and welcome back. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. And like I always say, if you hear my voice on radio, then I'm here for children. I'm representing children. I'm with children. Everything I do is about children, young people, children. And it's not just children, but children's church, if you can hear my voice. And so if you can hear my voice again, I'm back. This is Generation 419. This is your favorite children's program on radio. I mean, it doesn't happen anywhere. This is where it happens, on Generation 419, on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And I believe we are having a very good discussion talking about the book of James. We are dissecting the whole book of James, because we sometimes have this notion that we know about the book, but then what does the book represent, and all that it takes to know about the book is what we are doing. So we are doing a holistic discussion on the book of James. Guys, are you here with me?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's talk about important personalities that featured in the book of James. Important personalities, people whose names were mentioned in the book of James and what they did. Agbe, wonder. Are you saying you want to be what? Soldier?
Yes.
All right, Charlie, you look like some Lieutenant Colonel. Don't worry. We'll send you to Bema Camp after this, please. All right. Agbesi, tell us an important a personality that featured in the book of James.
Abraham.
Abraham featured, yes. How, in what light was Abraham mentioned in the book of James?
Because God told Abraham to sacrifice his only son for him.
Okay.
Abraham obeyed and he sacrificed his only son for God.
He obeyed. He was about to do it. He actually obeyed. And then God changed his mind, and God brought an alternative. All right. And when we read that thing in the book, in the book of Genesis, what came to mind? Yes. When we read about the story of Abraham in the book of Genesis, having to sacrifice his son. Yes. What came to mind that James wrote about? What was James writing when he mentioned Abraham?
Faith through actions.
Faith in action. So Abraham was mentioned in the book of James concerning faith
through actions.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Because Abraham's story was in Genesis. Oh.
Yes.
Long time Genesis. But Charlie, God was so good that when James was writing the book of James, he was mentioned. Okay. Mercedes, is there any other?
Yes, just like my brother said.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham shows his faith through actions.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same with the prostitute Rahab.
The same prostitute Rahab. Rahab also featured first in the book of Joshua.
Yes.
Yes.
She was pushed right to God through her actions by welcoming the Israelites and helping them to escape by a different road.
Mm.
So she helped the Israelites escape, demonstrating her faith through actions.
Wow. A prostitute was mentioned, as an example of faith in action. Do you understand?
Yes.
So first, when we first heard of Rahab, she featured in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, all right, that she has to hide the spies and help them to escape and all that. And then in the book of James, and I think she was even part of the people when they were mentioning people who had faith. She was part. So anytime we talk about faith, Rahab will feature, or she featured somewhere. Who else can we think about? Who else can we think about who featured in the book of James?
Elijah.
How come? What happened to Elijah?
Because Elijah prayed,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years.
Yes.
And he later prayed, and heaven gave rain. So we have to pray continuously.
Yeah.
And if you ask something from God, you have to believe in God that God will do it.
Mm.
Anyone who doesn't believe in God, when he asks something and later doubts, it's like the wave of the sea.
Mm. Mm. I think also one of the things that James also wrote about, maybe let's go back a bit, that James wrote about was prayer. There was a scripture also there like that. I think somewhere in James chapter 5 verse 16, that talks about the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Yes. When you were talking about Elijah, then that came to mind. Because Elijah was a man of prayer. Elijah actually prayed. So he prayed that it shouldn't rain. Do you understand? And it didn't rain. So Elijah combined prayer and faith at the same time.
Yes.
Do you understand? So so James made a reference to Elijah. Very important. Who else? Who else was mentioned?
A farmer.
A random farmer, yes.
James illustrated that a farmer waits patiently for his land to bear precious crops. He waits for the summer and spring rains. He uses the farmer as a relevance of patience, of how the farmer waits for his land to bear crops.
Mm.
Jesus tells us that we should wait because the coming of the Lord is near.
We should wait. The coming of the Lord is near. So talking about patience, then I think we have to go for Job.
Yes.
Job. I think Job featured. Maybe let me find out whether Job featured in the book of James. Because as we're talking about patience, if we say that, yes, I'm not saying it. Look at James chapter 5, verse 11. Read James chapter 5, verse 11 for us.
We call them happy because they endured.
Okay.
You have heard of Job's patience.
So James, the patience of Job. How many of you remember the book of Job? Remember the book of Job?
Yes.
How Job was patient when everything about Job, the God allowed the devil
to destroy Job.
I mean, a lot. It went on and on and on and on.
Yes.
And Job was patient.
He still worshiped God.
Yes, he didn't give up.
Suffering.
He didn't give up. So it was in Job chapter 48, verse 10, that Bible said that God, Bible said that Job prayed for his friends, and God gave Job twice as much as he had before. So it means that Job was waiting from chapter 1 up to chapter 48. That might be a long time.
Yes.
Do you understand? So yes. Job actually had patience, and then he decided that, and it was even accredited to him. Even when we go to school and they are teaching us English, yes. And we are talking about patience.
Yes.
As patient as Job. You remember that thing?
Yes.
English language, as patient as Job. So Job, when we talk about patience, we actually have Job in mind that we can think of. Now, guys, let's go to something very important. Let's take the chapters of Job, James one by one and find out what those chapters contain. Who is starting with us? Abigail. Abigail, which one are you taking? Which chapter are you taking?
Chapter 5.
You start from chapter 5. Okay, no problem. We are not rushing.
Patience and prayer.
Chapter 5 talks about patience and prayer. Okay, patience and prayer, yes.
This chapter offers encouragement to believers who are suffering, reminding them to patience and pray for healing and forgiveness.
The chapter 5 of James talks about patience and prayer.
Yes.
And you say it does what?
It encourages believers.
It encourages us.
Who are suffering.
Those of us who are suffering.
Reminding them to patience and pray for healing and forgiveness.
To remind us to pray for patience and forgiveness. Very important. So those of you who have not read chapter 5 of James, we are saying that the whole chapter 5 talks about patience and prayer. All right. It is in that chapter that Job was mentioned, and it is in that chapter that Elijah was also mentioned. The patience of Job, and then the prayer, the effectual fervent prayer, all right, of the righteous man availeth much. That scripture, okay, is in the chapter 5 of Job. It's in the chapter 5 of
James.
I'm now mentioning Job, as though Job has bribed me. Okay, so chapter 5 of James talks about patience and prayer. Mercedes, which chapter are you taking?
Chapter 1.
All right, what does chapter 1 say?
Chapter 1, which talks about testing and temptation.
Testing and temptation, yes.
James says that trials will come your way, but you must have perseverance and have patience through the trials. For if you are able to complete the trials, God will give you whatever reward you want. But if you get tempted, don't say God was the one who tempted me, because God tempts no one, and God himself is not tempted by evil.
Yeah.
So you must have patience and perseverance through trials.
If you are facing temptations, if you are facing trials, we recommend James chapter 1 to you. Okay, go and read James chapter 1. It talks about trials. It talks about it talks about temptations, all right, and then it also talks about being the doers of the word,
hearing and doing. You don't have to be the hearers of the word, but you must be the doers and the hearers of the word of God. Chapter 1 also talks about wisdom.
Wisdom, yes. Yes, there's an aspect of wisdom in chapter 1.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously without shame, shall be given unto him.
Yeah.
So the Bible says that if you don't have wisdom, come to God. He will give to you generously without shame, and it shall be given unto you.
Perfect. So chapter 1 of James also combines bits and pieces of everything to put together. All right, so we can see that when we are reading the book of James, especially chapter 1, it doesn't follow. I mean, James talks about this, then he comes to talk about this, but he blends this, and then it follows a certain sequence. All right. Wanda, which chapter are you taking?
Chapter 4.
All right, you asked for the chapter that you all shared. Chapter 4 talks about what?
Chapter 4 talks about giving all your trust to God.
Giving all your trust to God. But do you want to say something about what they have already said? Okay, so talk about your chapter 4.
Because chapter 4, when you have God, you have everything.
When you have God, you have everything. Okay.
As it says in James chapter 4, verse 7.
Okay. James chapter 4, verse 7. What does it say?
Submit yourself to the Lord. Mm. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have God, the devil... If you have God, the devil cannot even come in your way.
Exactly.
He cannot even spoil whatever God wants you to be.
Mm.
So when you have God, you have everything. I want to tell everybody of you that you guys should have God.
Mm.
If you have God, you have everything. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Guys, ladies, let's also talk about chapter 4 a bit. I think chapter 4 is heavy and we have a lot of things to say about chapter 4. I think chapter 4 also talks about humility. The humility aspect of what James wrote featured much in chapter 4.
Yes.
Who has something to say about chapter 4? Abigail, do you have something to say about chapter 4? Yes.
Worldly desires and...
Say again.
Worldliness.
Okay. Yes, worldliness.
Desires.
Worldly desires. Okay, yeah. Worldly desires. It's true.
And humility.
And humility. Okay. What does that say?
It addresses the issue of worldly desires and conflict.
Okay. Mm. Mercedes.
Chapter 4, friendship with the world.
Friendship with the world. Chapter 4 also has an amount of friendship with the world. Somebody you like worldly things, worldly music, worldly. Go to chapter 4. Uh-huh.
James said that if you are friend with the world, you are enemy with God.
God.
It also talks about worldly versus heavenly wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
We need to submit ourselves to God, for God loves the humble and brings the arrogant down to his feet.
Mm-hmm. It's in chapter 4 that says that if any one of you lacks wisdom, is it chapter 4? It's chapter 1, rather. No, chapter 1 talks about wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah, chapter 1 talks about wisdom, if any one of you lack wisdom. Yeah, so there's a warning about worldliness in chapter 4. It also talks about friendship. There's a warning against friendship with the world.
Yes.
Okay, and then the danger of pride.
Yes.
Danger of pride also.
You must be humble.
Humble.
Humble yourself before the Lord, He will lift you up.
Mm. Then submitting to God and resisting the devil.
Yes.
Resist the devil and he will flee. Okay. And God resist the proud. Okay. So all these are found in chapter 4. What other chapter do we have?
Chapter 2. Chapter 2, which talks about faith without action.
Faith. Chapter 2 is noted for faith. Yes.
You have to back your faith with action.
Action.
Because a body without a soul is dead. Mm. That's how a faith without action is also dead. So if someone comes to your vulnerable can see you and says he's hungry, you don't have to say, oh, may God bless you. May God give you food. May God give you food to eat. You have to say, you have to give the vulnerable food to eat.
Okay.
Because your faith must be backed with action.
Mm. So back your faith with action, okay? Whatever you want to do or whatever you are confessing, you have to add an element of action. If you say you believe in God, let's see how you be. Show us that you actually believe in God. You don't just have to say it and then walk away. Okay. So these are the things that are represented in the various chapters. I think we have the last chapter.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3. Who is talking about chapter 3? Abigail, chapter 3.
The power of the tongue.
The controlling the tongue. Controlling the tongue, yes.
Chapter 3 talks about the power of the tongue.
Okay.
And warning about the danger of uncontrolled speech and encourage believers to use the
uncontrolled speech. Talking by heart. Let's talk about the tongue. Let's talk about the tongue, the power of the tongue, how to control the tongue. Yes. Agbe, do you have something to say about controlling the tongue? You don't have anything to say. You don't want to say anything about the tank. You don't want to have any problem with the tank. Okay. Mercedes, do you have anything to say about the power of the tank, the controlling the tank?
No.
Yes. So if you are finding it very difficult to control your tank, or you want to know about the dangers of talking anyhow, go and read chapter 3. Okay, and I believe that it will tell you so much that you need to know. So like we are saying, chapter 1 talks about temptations, how to handle temptation, and then the importance of asking God for wisdom. And then we also said that chapter 1 threw some highlights about being the doers of the word and not the hearers only. Then when we came to chapter 2, we say it helped us to understand faith. Chapter 2 primarily talks about faith, and then a warning against, how do you call it? To demonstrate our faith through actions. Actions, yes, I remember that's what we said. Then when we went to chapter 3 said the tongue. Okay, the main thing in chapter 3 is talking about the tongue and wisdom. If you want wisdom, you should also ask God. A differentiate between a heavenly wisdom and then a worldly wisdom. Yes, it says sensual, devilish. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Then, but it said the wisdom that comes from above is pure. All right. So it talks about how to control your tongue and then also wisdom. Then chapter 4 talks about worldliness and humility. Okay, being friendship with the world is equal to being an enemy to God. Okay, and then humility, our favorite humility, is also found in chapter 4. Then chapter 5, we said, talks about patience and prayer. Patience and prayer. Wow. So the book of James is a very interesting book. If you have not read it, I think you can start using it to do your quiet time. You can start using the book of James to do your quiet time, and I believe that you are going to have a fantastic time. We said James has only 5 chapters. That's how come we ended in chapter 5, because it has just 5 chapters, and then that's what we just mentioned. Anything to say about the chapters of James? Who has something to say about the chapters of James? You are okay. All right. So I'll be back.
I just want you. Nobody else will do. Help me out. I just want you. Nobody else will do. I just want you. Nobody else will do.
So this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. Very soon our discussion will come to an end. Our time is flying. But then I have this announcement for the people of the Divine Healers Church. That is the West 2. The West 2 Children and Redeemers Movement. That is the CRM. All right. I think some months, is it years ago? Years ago, you launched your educational fund. 2 years ago, you launched your educational fund, and then the constitution had been drafted, and then I'm told that very soon the fund will start providing financial assistance to support brilliant but needy children in the district. So this is what you need to know, and so it's for the children in the district. I think we have district. This is the West 2 district. Okay, this is the district A, West 2. So the fund was launched. Constitution has been drafted. So now, very soon, very, very, very soon, there's money inside there. Plenty money. There are plenty money inside. So we'll be looking for needy to support very, very needy children and provide assistance so that they'll be able to continue their education. And also, the fund needs support. Okay, the fund needs support, and I believe that if God touches your heart to help to support these children who are needy, but they are very brilliant and they are committed to church, I think we should do it. When it comes to church, sometimes helping is difficult. People can support so many things, so many things, but when it comes to church, you don't see such things. But then we are calling on you. You are a big man. You sell curtains and iron rods. You sell cement. You have money. You bring container from Amanoni and things. And then you have money and you wish to be a contributor to this fund. You can. I think you have monthly contribution. You have quarterly. You have annually. I mean, when you reach out to them, they will be able to tell you what you should do. Before I close, I'll put a telephone number on so that you'll be able to call, and I believe that you can make your contribution to the fund. Thank you.
Send us your presence. If you have your prayer language, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, do whatever you want today. Thank you, Jesus. Fill this room with your presence. Fill everyone with your presence. Fill everyone who's watching with your presence. It's your presence that makes all the difference. Yes, it's your presence. We can speak to the mountain and command them to move. There's fullness of joy in your presence. Depression has to go in your presence. Yes, Lord. Life is in.
All right, so if you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and I'm wrapping up. We are wrapping up. Our time is up, and we would like to go. But before we go, I would like these young people here to tell me their favorite scriptures in the book of James, all right? Because we are talking about James. So they'll tell me their favorite scripture in James and why they like that scripture. Some of us, you don't even know any scripture. You don't know any scripture, so you don't even have a favorite scripture. But our concentration is on the book of James. And then, Agbe, she wonder, what's your favorite scripture in James?
My favorite scripture in James.
Quote it, yes.
Is James chapter 4, verse 7.
James 4, 7. What does it say?
Submit yourself to the Lord.
Mm.
Resist the devil and he will flee
ha,
from you.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, guys, why are you not clapping for him? Clap for him, clap for him, clap for him. James, I said James, why am I calling you James? Agbe, why do you like that scripture? Why do you like that scripture?
Because when you have God, the devil cannot tempt you.
Okay, if you have God, the devil cannot tempt you. Beautiful, beautiful. Abigail, what's your favorite scripture in the book of James?
My favorite scripture in the book of James is James chapter 4, verse 8.
James 4, 8. Abigail, yours was James 4, 7. And you are James 4, 8.
Yes.
Okay, Abigail, James 4, 8.
Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart.
Wow, why do you like this scripture?
Because whenever you have God, you will not be lacking anything.
Wow. 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 When you have God, you don't lack anything. Abigail Wadi Wadi. Mercedes, your favorite scripture in the book of James?
My favorite scripture in the book of James is James 5 verse 7.
James 5 verse 7. I thought you also be in James 4. James 5 verse 7. Yes, what does it say?
Be patient then, my brothers and sisters, until the Lord comes. See how patient a farmer is as he waits for his land to produce precious crops.
Mm.
He waits patiently for the autumn and spring rains.
Wow.
I like this scripture because it talks about how we should be patient. Mm. Because the coming of the Lord is near, so we must be patient because there are better days ahead.
Wow. Wow. My favorite scripture in the book of James is James 3:16. Bible says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. I learned this scripture long ago. I decided at a point in my life to learn all the 3:16 of the Bible. Do you know the 3:16? Genesis 3:16, Exodus 3:16, all the 3:16. When I chanced on James 3:16, it said, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So when you see people, every time there's confusion,
yes,
somebody and somebody are fighting,
yes,
and all that, there must be something bad there. Yes. And then you have to just leave that place. For where envy, somebody's envy, somebody, where envy and strife is like, I want to be that type of,
okay.
It means that there will be confusion. envy and strife is equal to confusion and evil work.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Very important. Very important. And so God bless you all for coming. Before you leave, I want to give you a short opportunity to give shout out to your friends, to your pastors, to your parents, and everybody who is listening to you. All right. Your class teachers, your friend, anybody you want to talk, you want to say shout out to, you want to greet the person. And then, Agbe, I'll still start from you because you are the only gentleman amongst us. Shout out to...
I want to say shout out to Seyima.
Seyima. Hey, Charlie, let's clap. Let's clap for Seyima. Let's clap for Seyima. Seyima, shout out to you. Agbe is saying shout out. What else? Who else? Give us three people, three names.
And Sir James.
Sir James. Last person.
Auntie Josephine.
Auntie Josephine. You've not called your mother. You there. You go home and then you see. We'll see how you eat today. And your class teacher, you didn't call his name. No problem. Yes, Abigail.
I want to say shout out to... Madam Josephine.
Madam Josephine.
Seyima.
Seyima.
And Sey James.
Hey, Charlie, these people are trending power. Madam Josephine, Seyima, and Sey James. God bless you so much. Mercedes.
I have to say shout out to Seyima.
Seyima.
Sey James.
Sey James.
Auntie Josephine.
Auntie Josephine.
And Sister Perpetua.
And Sister Perpetua. God bless you.
They taught us everything.
Wow. Charlie, put your hands together. Put your hands together for your teachers. Put your hands together for your teachers. It's been a blessing. I enjoy every bit of our discussion, and I'm looking forward to have you in the studio again. I mean, we really, really... The books are a lot. There are 66 books. We have just discussed about James. So we'll come back again to talk about other Boba. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have you in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. If you have tuned in, it's been Sweet Melodies, and our program is the Generation 419 with me, Reverend Ike. And by the grace of God, the young people from the Divine Healers Church, District A West 2, that is the Children and Redeemers Movement, they help us to talk about the book of James. Previously, I talked about the education fund. Now, the numbers you can call to contribute or to access this fund is 0546988948. That's the district coordinator. And I think that when you call him, you'll be sorted out. 0546988948. And it will be a blessing to you. If you also want your church to be on Generation 419, all you need to do is to walk to the front office of Sweet Melodies and then say that you want your children to be on Sweet Melodies, and then we'll take it from there. Or you can reach out to me personally on 054-6055916, 054-6055916, and I believe that is going to be a blessing. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. My name is Reverend Ike. Next week, I will see you. Bye.
Just want you. I just want you. I just want you. I just want you.